In April 2025, the landscape of workplace inclusion shifted. The UK Supreme Court ruled that sex in the Equality Act refers to biological sex. For many leaders, this created immediate confusion. Does this mean we roll back rights? Do we have to exclude trans colleagues? Let's be clear, the ruling did not erase trans rights. Protections for gender reassignment remain fully in force, and inclusion is still lawful. However, the bar for compliance has been raised. We are now facing the employer's dilemma, the tension between legally defined biological sex and the lived reality of your workforce. Many organizations are reacting with silence or fear, but inaction is now a risk. That is why we developed the Trans Inclusion Impact Toolkit and Diagnostic. This isn't just another policy checklist. It is a risk-aware framework designed for this specific legal moment. It starts with the diagnostic, which benchmarks your organization across five critical domains, including governance, culture, and infrastructure. It moves you beyond guesswork, giving you a clear maturity score from at-risk to leading practice. Once you know where you stand, the toolkit guides you through the persona impact model. We help you stress test your policies against realistic profiles, like Alexis, a senior leader with a gender recognition certificate, or Reese, a trans father. We force you to ask the hard questions. If we implement this policy, does it strip away dignity? Is this exclusion actually a proportionate means of achieving a legitimate aim, as the law now requires? The goal is simple: to move you from anxiety to confidence. We help you build a strategy that is legally robust, evidence-based, and human-centered. Because even when the law changes, your duty of care to your people remains. Let's make sure you get this right.